HarperCollins presents Out of the Blue, the inside story of the unexpected rise and rapid fall of Liz Truss by Harry Cole and James Heal, read by Emily Pennant Ray. Author's Notes. This is not an authorised biography. While we were pleased that Liz Truss agreed to be interviewed by us, we had no access to her papers, letters, or any other communications beyond those acquired through journalistic endeavour. Conversations or communications reported were told to us firsthand, by witnesses, or in some cases by somebody with direct knowledge of discussions. Some of Liz Truss's family, colleagues, and friends declined to talk to us, but many of them agreed, and for that we are extremely grateful. Plenty of those we spoke to are named in these pages, but many more insisted on anonymity. It was a delicate time for any upwardly mobile MP, advisor, official, or friend to be speaking candidly about the Prime Minister. We are particularly indebted to those civil servants who have risked their jobs to do just that. Some sources have been known to the authors for years, others literally came out of the blue. As ever in politics, there are bad faith actors whose attempts to rewrite history make them unreliable witnesses. In those cases, their public utterances may have been included, but private comments were either not sought or were disregarded. We decided to write this book quickly, so those of you expecting Robert Caro will be disappointed. Politics is as much about personality and plotting as it is about policy. We hope to provide the reader and voter with some clarity on the least known incumbent of the highest office in recent times. It was written during the turbulent tenure of Truss's premiership, when the judgment of history was yet to be passed. But the clues were always there, as this book will make clear. Harry Cole and James Heal, Blackheath and Richmond, October 2022. Introduction. The geeks will inherit the earth. Not many politicians get to play Wembley, but Liz Truss was standing in the wings of the vast concert venue in West London on the 31st of August 2022. After a brutal 7 weeks of Conservative Party civil war, she would take to the stage resoundingly the bookies' and pollsters' favourite to be Britain's next Prime Minister. While the crowd was not exactly roaring over the noise of 5,000 London Tories and some cheesy dance music, an aide said, "How surreal is this? You're about to be PM." "My whole life has felt surreal," she replied. While a relentless focus lasting over 20 years got Truss to the cusp of power, even that day her rise was still baffling to many. A gawky Liberal Democrat who joined the Conservatives, a nerdy policy wonk who plunged the Tory party into a sex scandal, a passionate Remainer who was put in the highest office of the land by the most devout Brexiteers in Parliament, the party loyalist who became the disruptor-in-chief, a free marketeer overlooked and dismissed for decades while openly flouting a radical alternative, a one-woman think tank so sure of her views that she did not hesitate before pulling the levers of power. Dismissive of emotion, and possibly too logical for the delicate art of politics, she told a cabinet rival, "The geeks will inherit the earth." Within a week of the last leadership hustings at Wembley, the one-time teenage Republican was kissing the hand of Queen Elizabeth II. 2 days later, the beloved monarch was dead. Britain had a new Prime Minister and a new King. Nothing could have prepared the 47-year-old career politician for her first few weeks in office. Part fate, part self-inflicted, not since Winston Churchill and the fall of France in 1940 had a new leader experienced such a baptism of fire. A different war on the European continent left Britain teetering on the brink of recession, with families facing a winter of misery as the soaring price of energy left millions risking destitution. The champion of the small state would oversee the largest peacetime market invention on record. But it was Truss's own tax cutting that sparked a run on the pound and the biggest self-enforced city meltdown in British political history. Truss had promised to be the disruptor-in-chief. Unfortunately for her, almost all of that disruption occurred for the financial markets.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?